Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Suri, how are you?
Morena Rachel, I'm pretty well, thanks. How are you?
Oh, doing well in the studio here this morning. What are we talking about in the world of books?
I've just brought with me a collection of essays by Suri Hushfit. It's called Mothers, Fathers and Others. And it's a really, really fantastic essay collection. Suri Hushfit, she is an academic and a professor of English literature, but I think she writes these essays and all of her like theoretical underpinnings in a really accessible way.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts, what I really enjoy about people like Suri Hushfit and Rachel Cusk, these authors that take you like from the beginning of a book, right from like this really intimate, small, immediate idea and kind of bring it into like the macro and then the theoretical. So the book of essays sort of starts with like really personal essays about the relationship between her mother and her grandmother and the changing roles of motherhood and expectations and like the kind of following cultural shifts that allowed these to happen. Also the like sort of psychological and emotional chasms between each generation as those roles change. And then through the book, she sort of takes the idea of like motherhood into places that I didn't really expect it to go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she makes really strong connections between like the idea that women are associated with the body and men are associated with the mind. Women are constantly tied to the idea of like the emotional and men the intellectual. But she sort of takes these in really surprising literal places too. She kind of has this really clever way of showing you like the theoretical ideas behind like womanhood and care and motherhood, and it like the idea that interconnectedness and care are something that are in the female domain. But then she also takes them into like a political place and a literal place, like the idea, she also uses that to understand the theories of like contagion.
Oh, wow.
Of viruses. Yeah. And how like, I think it's really interesting to read about that kind of theory now, where she talks very much, I guess, about ideas that are already being bandied about, of how like the interconnectedness of the virus means that it requires an interconnected response.
Totally.
Yeah, and she kind of talks about how like that hasn't happened. And yeah, I don't know, I think she's like a really, really clever writer. And then she also sort of looks at the future of literature, at the future of the novel, at the future of storytelling. And as someone who, I'm someone who I think got a little bit dark on like autofiction,
yeah.
I was like, I'm so sick of like this inwards glaze, and reading her book really made me understand why I could be wrong about that.
It's nice to read something like that, because I can get a wee bit like that about autofiction too. And then when you find something that kind of helps you unlock it a little bit, I think it's nice to be proven wrong, you know what I mean, as a reader?
I think so too.
Yeah.
It like it kind of keeps you, I think it proves again why reading is like so important and like why you can constantly be surprised by something. And I think there's lots and lots of surprising gems in Suri Hushfit's book.
Awesome.
I think she talks a lot about memory, about, yeah, there's just like a nugget in here for everyone.
Fantastic. Remind us of the name of it again.
Mothers, Fathers and Others, and the author is Suri Hushfit, and it's in all good bookstores, including Time Out now.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Suri. Have a fabulous rest of your week. Enjoy the sunshine, and we will see you soon.
Thanks, Rachel. See you soon.
Ka kite.
That was Bye. Loose Reads.
All right.